This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 7th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. U.S. Ambassador-at-Large for Religious Freedom Sam Brownback addressed a United Nations meeting last Thursday in a new push for international religious freedom. Religious freedom advocates reported on discrimination against religious minorities, including Christians, in countries around the world. Brownback called for an end to tolerating the situation of massive religious restriction and persecution, affecting 80% of the world's population, with Christians being the most persecuted. Along those lines, the Evangelical Fellowship of India's Religious Liberty Commission reported 77 incidents of hate and targeted violence against Christians in the country over the last 2 months, a 57% increase compared with last year's 49 incidents over the same time period. Please remember our brothers and sisters in India in your prayers, who are facing social boycott, excommunication from their villages, having to flee for their lives, and even death. This January marks 40 years since the fall of the Khmer Rouge, the communist regime of Pol Pot that devastated Cambodia, ending the lives of a quarter of the population. Since the fall of the regime, Christianity has been making its way into the Buddhist country, reports World Magazine. In 1979, there were likely just a few hundred believers in Cambodia. As of 2010, there were about 470,000. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Last year, 100,986 babies were murdered in the womb in Germany, according to the state federal agency. This is a slight 0.2% decrease from last year's abortions. Christians in the country have been joining other groups for the annual March for Life in Berlin. Last year, over 5,000 people marched to support human life under the motto, "Welcoming Every Child, Supporting Every Woman." The Supreme Court of British Columbia, Canada, ruled last week that a 14-year-old girl can receive hormone injections without her parents' consent, reports the Federalist. This follows a school counselor advising the girl to attempt to change genders, even though her father opposed the action. The court also ruled that trying to persuade the girl from such treatments or to address her by biological pronouns would be considered, quote, family violence, end quote. The girl's father said the government is trying to take over his parental rights, saying, quote, "We're going to fight this right up to the Supreme Court of Canada. We're not quitting," end quote. On Tuesday, the state of Colorado announced they are dropping litigation against Christian baker Jack Phillips, who had refused to bake a cake for people celebrating transgenderism. This follows a favorable ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court last year for Phillips when he refused to bake a cake for a faux homosexual wedding. Psalm 1, verses 1-2 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." New Mexico is considering a bill to repeal a law from the 1960s that had prohibited abortions, essentially then legalizing the murder of unborn babies for any reason up to birth, as New York recently did. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan announced Tuesday that U.S. Border Patrol agents on the southern border arrested 76,000 illegal immigrants in February, more than double the arrests compared with last year. And on Wednesday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told a House committee that the situation at the border is, quote, "truly an emergency," end quote, with Customs and Border Protection projected to apprehend nearly 1 million illegal immigrants this year. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 7th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. A New Mexico bill, HB 51, was approved by the New Mexico Senate Public Affairs Committee last Saturday. The bill would allow the murder of babies all the way up to entering the world from their mother's womb. Tina Atkins, mother of Keisha Atkins, spoke out against the bill in the hearings because her daughter and unborn grandbaby died while undergoing an abortion at the Southwestern Women's Options Abortion Mill in Albuquerque. Atkins said in the meeting in January, quote, "How can anyone sit here and tell me that HB 51 will grant access to safe abortions when my daughter is dead from an abortion?" End quote. The Worldview spoke to Tara Shaver, a pro-life witness in New Mexico, about why Governor Michelle Grisham, who professes to be a Roman Catholic, says she will sign the bill even though public opinion is against the bill.
Michelle Lujan Grisham is merely doing what most Catholic legislators in New Mexico do. They, on one hand, claim to be religious, claim to be Catholic, but on the other hand, they say they need to leave their faith at the door, live as though they're not Catholic, and operate as though they're not Catholic as legislators. It's an ongoing problem that we face in New Mexico because from our perspective as Christians, we don't separate our faith from who we are. We're seeing the negative impact that that's having in New Mexico because people are saying that they have faith, but they're not living that out. They're not applying that.
James 4:18 speaks right to the faith of a Christian being expressed through the way they live life. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Shaver said this leads to them voting for the pro-death bills.
They inevitably end up voting for pro-death legislation like they're doing right now with HB 51. And also we have assisted suicide bills that are making their way through our legislature as well that are radical too. Unfortunately, we are seeing some of the Catholic legislators voting for those bills.
Shaver reminded Worldview listeners that New Mexico is the late-term abortion capital of the world. And that has led to complications and even deaths.
New Mexico is known as the late-term abortion capital of the world. But with that comes lots of later abortion complications, and that does include women dying. We have encountered several women who have presented at Southwestern Women's Options with signs of sepsis. One woman in particular that we know of, Keisha Atkins, she died from sepsis back in February of 2016. We're seeing with late-term abortion, there come horrendous consequences. The pro-abortion community, they turn a blind eye to it because they don't really care what the consequences.
Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways." Shaver said the sobering truth is that the pro-abortion agenda's goal is a dead baby.
That's what they get in these late-term abortions, but they're not willing to look at it on its face and see that it is negatively impacting the women as well. And the pro-abortion community is ignoring it, but on the other hand, there has been a lot of awakening amongst the people.
Pray the words of Joel 2:13 to happen to New Mexico and every state that promotes abortion as so-called women's health care. "Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." Shaver said that New York's legislation is jolting people about the issue of murdering the unborn.
What happened in New York with the legislation that was passed there has really set a fire underneath in the hearts of people here in New Mexico and really across the nation to take a more honest look at what's happening. And it has served to really wake people up to what's happening here as well.
Shaver told the Worldview about the most important prayer requests for New Mexico.
We need people to pray that Catholic legislators will stand with their bishops and vote against this pro-death legislation. We need prayer that if they don't, that the bishops will hold them accountable so that this does not continue to be the case in New Mexico year after year. these legislators just think that they can do whatever they want and defy their faith. Pray that these bills don't pass. New Mexicans will let their voices be heard and just come out even stronger in opposition to these bills, and that the legislators will listen. We definitely need divine intervention. We need a miracle. We know that God is able and that He wants to see not only these babies, but also the elderly, the disabled, to be protected from the assisted suicide bill as well.
Pray that the true gospel of Christ would come to these Roman Catholic legislators. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, "Because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction." Also pray for a Red Sea parting in the New Mexico legislature. Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14 says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." You can contact the New Mexico legislators through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Plus, check out photos of the peaceful protest that took place on Monday against HB 51. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.